Justin Fluke back with you. Now time to talk Troy boys basketball with head coach Jonathan Rodvelt. Like the girls team, the Troy boys have an even record at 3-3. And going back briefly, coach, just to kind of recap December, several close games. You kind of one loss, I guess, as it turned out, and lost that final game to Clifton Clyde before the Christmas break, 58-34. But I guess just as a whole, snapshot of December, knowing that you had a lot of guys injured that wouldn't play and a lot of moving parts, I guess, what's your thoughts as you kind of look back just at that first month of the season in general?
Oh, we know that when we the more you play together, the more you gel a little better, and we're starting to see some good stuff out of the boys over those first six games. The chemistry, I mean, they've not like they haven't ever played together, but when you get certain groups together and within the season, it's different, and so we see a lot of good things. We're starting to see a lot more back cuts that we like to see, and guys just knowing where each other's going to be. Obviously, numerically, our stats aren't, their stats don't tell the whole picture, but 46 points a game, and our defense is coming along decently. You know, we're not near the team that we're going to be by the end of the season, but it's been, you know, we want to see steady growth out of this team, and I think that's what we're getting. Individual stuff, not turn the ball over, and those types of things are, you know, that's what's going to make or break a team by the end of the year. Is are you taking care of the ball? Are you passing up a wide open shot, but you're doing it so that you can get an even better shot? Those type of things. So we've got to mature and do those types of things a little better, which I think we're going to continue to do. But pretty happy with where we're at right now, 3-3, you know, all but one game this season, I would say, was we're all very competitive games so far, and it's if you can just adjust a couple things and make things just a tiny bit better here and there, I mean, it all adds up and goes a long, long ways for the team.
Did you feel pretty good about break practices? I know it's nice to kind of have that break and get away, but then you come back and you have a pretty solid stretch here where you're not going to have any games, but quite a bit of, you know, just practice and court time. So did you feel like you maybe got caught up on some things or were able to work on some things that will help this team in the new year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't we're pretty well set. In past years, used to throw in a bunch of little wrinkles and this and that, and we'll continue to kind of do that throughout the year, but for the most part, the boys have been through a steady, consistent system of how we want to grow and develop, and so they know what we're doing now, and so it was really hammering out some of those things, and it's more so talking to them and them hearing what we're trying to tell. You know, it's easy to tell a kid, you know, quit shooting three, you know, or don't throw the ball away. But they've got to get it in their head and mature and figure out how to do those things themselves, and recognizing what's a good thing to do in that moment of the game. You know, kids are going to go and get away on, well, I shouldn't say vacation, but on Christmas and go see family and all that. So you got to be really understanding with that. But we still had pretty good turnout. We, you know, we always had at least 10 guys at practice for each practice. But it's really, you know, just trying to shore up all the little loose ends and iron out the wrinkles and try and progress that way. And you know, this is a much different group than we've had in the past. And they do continue to get better every single day. It's not always going to be a leaps and bounds all the time. But now we've already played six games, which is more than we really usually get to play, at least one more game. But we've got a bunch of games ahead of us. And as much as coaches want to practice and work on those things, the boys have to figure those things, those issues in the game out themselves. And I think this stretch here, when it really fires up here and goes pretty crazy on us with the scheduling, that everybody, not just our team, but a lot of other teams are going to make some good improvements.
You bet. Well, games upcoming before the TVL tournament are at Valley Heights Friday, and then a home game against Onega that we'll have broadcast next Tuesday. Best of luck in those upcoming games, Coach. Here's to continued progress, and thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Troy head coach Jonathan Rodveld and the Trojan Locker Room chats on KNZA are proudly brought to you by Anderson Meats, by Exchange Bank, also by the Troy Booster Club, John's Market, and Kinsey Farms.